because we found that students were reading books in which they still talked about Ronald Reagan being president, that bathrooms were filthy, there were not enough desks to go around. We won that lawsuit. And now I have a lawyer who travels the state to see that the settlement we reached with the state of California is carried on. What we're trying to do is to, you know, make public schools better so that schools don't become a pipeline to prison, because that's what happens when students are not educated and they can't find jobs and they have nothing to turn to. That's what, you know, too many of them end up in prison.
You've talked about some of the highlights and the things that have given you some of the most pleasure in the job over the years. What were some of the greatest challenges?
209, the loss of affirmative action in California. We litigated that case. We took it through the Ninth Circuit. We did not take it to the United States Supreme Court because we were afraid of setting a national standard, and we had hoped that affirmative action would continue in various places. That was a bitter loss. I would say now that we are not relying on litigation anymore. We are doing much more organizing to bring pressure on members of Congress, members of the state legislature. I mean, that is another way to achieve victories.
Being at the head of, or the helm of the ACLU, this sort of leads into another question. The ACLU is often criticized for being overzealous, and just as often, however, celebrated for winning victories. And I wonder how it has been, how has it felt, how have you managed that over the last more than 30 years?
Well, you're right, you know. The people who like us and support us praise what we do, and people who don't like us criticize what we do. And that's just something you have to live with. Everyone wants free speech, but they want free speech for the kinds of things that they believe in. But, you know, if you're going to have free speech, you're going to have it for everybody. And that means people we don't like. People like Nazis and Klansmen, they're entitled to free speech too, as long as they're not hurting anyone.
You've been dedicated to this for, is it 32, 36?
36.
36 years. And I wonder if it's had an impact on you personally. Has it been completely satisfying and fulfilling the whole way? How's this affected you personally?
Oh, it's been enormously satisfying to help people who need help to very high. There are moments also that you feel quite sad about. But all in all, at the end of the day, when you can say we've tried, we did our best, win or lose, we tried. And I think that's a lot.